So, and thank you for the invitation to speak here. And I will try to do a short introduction about it's 30 years Jacob lived in Vienna and Bad Vöslau, we will see later on. You see here a picture, it's about the technique we use in psychodrama, the double technique, but it's a collage. So we are in arts here. And I will explain later the thing about the name order, because he made some play about it, we will see. So this is already the summary. You cut me in time when I'm over. I don't know if I can go deeper in all of this, but first of all, I think it's important to say that Jacob Levi Moreno invented the third Austrian psychotherapy modality, because there was Freud, there was Adler in Vienna, and then it was Moreno. Later on, it was Frankl, and we will see they became friends in the 50s as well. But so it's nearly forgotten, because he went, after 30 years, he went from Austria, but it is the third modality. He put a role play into psychotherapy. Also others, cognitive behavioral therapists are doing this, but he was the first one. He developed sociometry, we will speak about that later, sociatry, he also mentioned it. And I call it, he was a co-founder of group psychotherapy, because the analysts, they always say, we don't do psychotherapy, we do analysis. So they called it group analysis also in the 20th in the United States. But he put in the term group psychotherapy, he was the first one about this. And I don't know if the Austrian Society of Literature is here, but because they put also this player a big part in his life to publish literature, but also in writing. And the theater, and also some technical inventions, we will see. So I only speak about the time in Austria. The first address we found out was, and it's still there. There are other addresses, they are bombed during the World Wars, but this one, his father, or your grandfather's, rented in, was the year 1896, and it's near Augarten. He had an office there, and later on he moved the family from Bucharest to Vienna. You see him here in age 12 going to school. And I can go in all of the biography, but especially, of course, it's he's raised in Jewish situation. Important for him was that the parents got divorced or separated, and for a youngster's 14 years, it was quite a hard time for him. So he even left school, and we will see later, he had to finish it to study, to start medicine studies, to get entering in this. So at that time, he was nearly like Valo Liso, you know, in Vienna. he was on the street with a long coat and with a long beard, and preaching about the religions of encounter, had some friends, so it was an encounter. And he also started with a housing encounter to help refugees from the East at that time. Yes, and now we are with this, with the name. So first of all, also the first publications, it's Jacob Levi. And later on, he put in the middle Moreno, and it's also about your grandfather, the meaning of a teacher. And when he came to the United States, he wanted to not on first sight being recognized as a Jew, so he put Jacob L. Dot Moreno. So that's the thing. It's about It's about his relation with his father, of course, because after separation, he didn't see him anymore. So as a youngster, when he left Austria, the father died, but he didn't even know about. And so this was something, and also about the religion. So it's not only his personal father, also about Godfather. It's also a game of with God. I told you he left school, and later on, because there was some uncles in Istanbul, Constantinople at that time, and he should follow these steps and become also a doctor of medicine. And therefore he had to go to external school, leaving examination. And also there, even there, Alfred Adler played a role in this school. Nowadays it's a music gymnasium, but it was the first called Staatsrealschule from the emperor. It was one of the first ones in Spittelberg. And he got his leaving examination. So he could enter at 1911. First he started a bit on philosophy because it was easier to enter there, but this was his main game, goal to go in here. And one of his mentor was Pötzl. Probably all those who are in history of medicine will know him, because he was not like Wagner von Jarek, that he was an enemy of psychotherapy or psychoanalysis. He let him do his work and helped him a bit. So this building is, it's funny, when your father died, the building was torn down, and now the new hospital is built on these grounds. Okay. And another part of psychodrama is the playing of children in parks. Moreno went there, and you see here, we did a kind of playback. Monica Suretti will arrive later. She's there, and she's playing Moreno, because this was in the garden, in Augarten, and he told stories to the children and saw that they are starting to play those stories, fairy tales and all the like. And he took that to psychotherapy. And nowadays also in psychoanalysts using play therapy, some kind of, or also Jungianians using this. So this is also about his early study years. When he went to university, on the way was Augarten, and he stopped there and telling stories for children and playing with them. Again, Spittelberg, because so he went to school there, but he also saw some prostitutes examined by police in violent kind of manner. And so he tried to find a journalist and a gynecologist together, and he organized some self-help groups. And I was wondering, because the story in the biography, autobiography, is about this, but we couldn't find documents, because the story is there was an assembly of 100 prostitutes in an art house, and the police shut down the assembly. So there should be some files still there to find about, or the journalist is one of the main player, and there's no article to find out now. It's crazy, but we try to dig deeper to find this. So here we are in a coffee house, Herrenhof. Nowadays it's Hotel Steigenberger, a fancy bar you can see there. This is in the 70s. Probably should find an old, much older photo. There he met with Anton Kuh, with Werfel, with sometimes even Freud was there. He went to Landmann especially, but sometimes also here. And This was part of his literary circle and meeting with artists and actress over there. And we will see later his journal. But this is another coffee house, a cafe museum. There was a special room in the back, the Gibson room, where he met with Peter Lorre and all those guys he brought to life. This was one of his first publications, and it's all about encounter, Einladung zur Begegnung. And the beginning of his career in publishing expressionist literature. You see one example, a poem, The Encounter of Silence. It's a very special poem. We can't go in every detail. Beginning of World War, in 1915, especially, he wanted to go and help as a medicine doctor. He was still a student, but to go in this. And the army said, we don't know if you are an enemy or you are one of us, because you have a Turkish passport, because Romania was earlier time, it was Ottoman Empire, so he still had an passport from Turkey, so and he is coming from Bucharest, so they said, okay, something, you can be a helping doctor. And you see him here, as an anesthetist, calming down the patient, and it was for him really bad experience, because the doctors there always did brain surgery, and most of them died on sepsis, and it was hard for him. This is a letter he sent to his brother, bring me back books to the library, because it's written from Solna, from Hungary, from this soldier camp, just a document at that time. So this is a kind of uniform. He was not really a soldier, but for medicine helpers. Later in Mittendorf, and here we have our expert, Ricky Kischer. She did her magistra thesis on this. He was a helping doctor there. This is a camp from our Italian colleagues know, people from Trentino, they evacuated from the main line of war. And again, they didn't know, they don't speak German, are they enemies or are they friends? So they really made a camp like prisoners. And in the first year, 100 children died, and Moreno was asked to stop that. But he was only 1915, short time there, and in 17 he came back. And this is quite, it's about sociometry, you already mentioned. The letter he wrote, I make quotation mark, to the Minister of Inner Affairs. I think it's written 20 years later, and really expressed his wish to change the system of this camp, of refugee or displaced person camp, because he said it shouldn't be like alphabet, those family, 10 people in one barrack and 100 all together, just ordered like the police did alphabetically. And he said, no, they should choose themselves. And he also experienced this, that they survived physically even better when they can choose the people who live with them in a small room, 10 people in one room. So later he thought he could organize the whole camp after this, but the document, and Ricky Scher was in this, said this was a wishful thinking, and he wasn't allowed. When he finished his doctorate in Vienna, he was appointed as a doctor in Bad Vöslau. And I made quotation marks here, community physician, because there was a strong pressure on him from German national doctors who also wanted to have this job. and accused him several times not to do this and not to use that. But until 25, he could work there in this house. We like to establish as a museum, and in the Vicino a factory as well. So this was his plate, and he was accused not to use this because he was a helping doctor in the camp, and although he did the main job because the chief doctor was for several camps, and he never was more than an hour in one camp, so Moreno really did the work, but he shouldn't use this title. About techniques, he was one of the first in the village. Bad Vöslau at that time was a village. Kottingbrunn, it belonged to Kottingbrunn as well. And he bought this X-ray machine. It's still there. If you go there in Bad Vöslau, you can find it. And the museum, the technical museum, is interested in it. But again, the other doctor said no, he's not allowed to use it because he didn't have this special training on it. He bought it with a lot of money. He found an engineer to run it, but later on he had to stop it. But he was very interested in this in Vienna, of course. At that time this was no problem to go in this, but in the countryside it was. Another invention with an engineer, he made some kind of sound recording machine, because you may say later on in group secretary research, you should collect what is said there on a videotape or audio tape. So this is an early machine to go in this, and an early idea to work on this. This is the factory in Bad Vöslau. There were several thousand workers, and he was in charge as the doctor with some helpers of all this. And this was also not usual at that time, so 1919, after World War I, to have a doctor in a company, and the main salary he got from there and not from the community. So this is in the castle. He had one room there to help mothers raising their child in a very difficult time after World War I. Not enough food. Maybe the husbands died in the war, and he started with vaccination, and the children didn't like that because it hurts, and even also the parents didn't like that because they were not used to it in the village. And there is some kind of orphans taken care in here, and run by Catholic nuns, and he could find the trust to go in as a Jewish doctor to help as a for the children. This is one of his journal, Expressionist journal, and it's not the only one, but if you ask in my department in German literature, this is quite a famous one, and you will see there is other authors. We will see about Buber and Werfel, and yes, a lot of. So that's part of it. And we have Robert Waddell. He wrote his dissertation in philosophy about this, because Buber got famous about the thing of encounter and the philosophy of encounter. And first of all, he denied to know Moreno. And here's a letter, because Buber published in Moreno's journal, and this is the letter about this article. So later on, before he died, Buber accepted to have known Moreno and took some ideas about this, what Moreno wrote in 1915, and Buber published 24 later, nearly the same word. He is an expert in this. Okay, some of his early works in literature, and the journals, and again about psychodrama, because this is one of the important things he took on. He started in this factory because the families also asked him to come back home to their homes when the child has some problems. So this was not in the factory, but at their homes. And he started to play when he saw that there is some kind of family dynamic going on, but not very well for the children. So he started to play on the eating table roles and to change roles from mother to son found out that it's kind of helpful. At that time he called it theatrical reciprocal and not family therapy. This term didn't exist at that time. And also famous is one work in that time in Bad Vöslau with a patient came from Germany and heard about him and said, I want to commit suicide and you have to help me. And Moreno said, no, I'm for life and not for death. And he played with him hundreds of kind of committing suicide. And at the end, the patient stopped and said, no, I will live again. Because and there was the beginning of, and it's not group therapy, this was individual therapy. Marianne, we will see later on, helped as a helping ego and took the role of, because Moreno asked him, who will find you when you died? And he said, might be my sister. So Marianne took the role of the sister, and so he got cured. And this was quite the beginning, it's around 1920 of all this, of psychodrama. So this is Marianne, his spouse and moose at that time in Bad Vöslau. You see him here, the young doctor in his house in the garden. And so at the weekend he went to Vienna to the theater and to his own theater, we will see, quite a little different, like an artist. And this is about social drama, and first April in 21, he rented the comedy house, and he got really bad critics about this. It's a kind of monodrama. He put a throne and a crown and asked, Austria was in this situation, the emperor was gone, a new republic was there, but also the national socialists are raising, who take the lead? And so this was his asking the people who will take the lead, and he was too early with those ideas, so the critics was very bad. He was with, I think in Vienna, they are still known, Höllering, the dynasty of theater. Barbara played a role on his theater of spontaneity, but also the beginning of psychodrama, because it was a kind of marriage therapy he did with her. Also, Elisabeth Bergner was discovered by him because he convinced the mother that she shall go into training to become an actress, and he got very famous about this. The father was against, but there was also a divorce, and then it was possible. And now again about psychoanalysis. He was a friend with Frank, because there was some relation, it goes back to the regions of encounter, and Frank was in a relationship with the sister of this, and so he was every week in the Theater of Spontaneity, and even showed the book Stegreif Theater, Theater of Spontaneity, Moreno wrote to Freud, but he never got the answer what Freud said, because Rank was later on spelled out of this inner circle of Freud because he had some different ideas. So again, early writings, Testament des Vaters in different languages. And here nowadays, the Theater of Spontaneity in Maisedergasse with the women artists, they are still there since 100 years, and Saturday evening he rented this place to make his theater of spontaneity. At that time, he published without a name, anonymously, because he said it's not him he's writing, it's God. So he can't put a name on there. And even you discovered this, the National Library later on put the name Gavi, because as you saw in the 1915, it was a youth-style script, and they couldn't decipher it. So it was noted as Gavi, not Levi. But nowadays, we can find it. This was also some weird idea. Like in music, they have a partitura. So he said, we need in theater as well a partitura. So when the actors entering and so on, and action, he made it like this. He was to do a revolution in theater and also with a stage. So it shouldn't be one central stage, it should be different. Play here and here and there. This is a model he made out of wood. Not in reality he could make it, but it was an idea. And he had quite a fight with Kiesler. I don't know if one from Kiesler Foundation is here. he had the chance to build it and to play theater on it. I think it's not so similar, because they had a fight until 1930. Nowadays we know Moreno won, but it's helped nobody, especially only for the lawyers. They got a lot of money. Okay, the book Theater of Spontaneity, also translated in several languages. This was his last early work in Austria, Königsroman, again, King's novel without a name. This is, we got it from Serka, from your mother. When he wanted to leave Austria, he didn't dare to say, I want to leave. He said, only for studying he want to leave. And this was 25, but he made it. He wasn't investigated why he was leaving. This is, I think the content is with René Marino, the letters Marianne received in Bad Vöslau from Moreno, from United States, came in here and was collected. I think they are now with you, René? The letters Moreno wrote to his girlfriend, but she didn't want to go that far, even to Vienna. She didn't want to move, so she stayed in Bad Vöslau and married there another one. This is, I don't know if we have one from the Group Therapy Association in Austria, Moreno and Raoul Schindler. And in the 50s, Moreno said, you should do this also in Austria, like he did in the United States, to make an association with the group analysts and other association close by, not only psychodrama, and Raoul Schindler did as well. And you see here a letter he wrote in the 60s, 1960. He asked one in Bad Vöslau to buy this house. You have a Freud Museum in Vienna, now it's a Frankl Museum here in Vienna. There is no museum of Moreno, so we think we go in this. He got a golden doctorate of your university when he became 80 and 50 years after his degree. He was one of the last one the emperor signed, because this was usual at that time. After you passed the rigorosum, you got the signature of the emperor. So 1917, he was one of the last who got this, and 50 years later, a golden doctorate from university. And this was also a special relation, Saro from Barcelona. He studied as well in Vienna, because Vienna was so famous for medicine at that time, and several Nobel Prize winners. And but the connection goes to his roots, or your roots, of the Sephardic Jews. They have to leave Spain with Columbus, and this family went to Constantinople and later on to Bucharest because it belongs together. And so Saro honored him in Barcelona, and also here in Vienna had this main speech for him. This was some going back to the roots to Sephardic Jews. Here you see him in Bad Vöslau. He also got an honor there in front of the house, and he's telling you that he never thought to go back, to go away from this, and with a play there, and this is 1969. Again, Saro, who's speaking there. Skip that, and his 100 year anniversary was there, and now it's 126 years for him. And here you see the graveyard, and it's here in Vienna. And the story is Serka said the ashes should go to the sea, because in his autobiography he said he was born on the sea. It was not really true, but it was his poetic truth. So also his ashes should go to the sea. But Mr. Krauss, the late Krauss of the Austrian Society of Literature, wanted to have him back and went to Bicken and took the urn and flight with them to Austria and organized the honorary grave. And this is the words he wanted to be remembered, the man who brought joy and laughter into psychiatry. He wanted, I think, to put this on the stone. I hope you have a chance to go there. It's here. In Mittendorf, they named a street after him. And now also in it's a new street, a Gasse in Bad Vöslau. And you see Serka, I think you will show her later, Regina. Yes. She is involved with the idea of the house in Bad Vöslau. In the 16th, she said, no, we have to think about the Bicken Hospital and what to do with this, so don't buy a house in Austria. But later on, she wrote to Prol here to the governor to go into this. And you see, this is nowadays is not in this flat, but she put this plate of the house in her flat. We did some fundraising. This is Joseph Moreno, your cousin. and yeah, so that's it. It's just a bibliography I could show. Thank you. Now I will give to you.